I think I touched on last time a little bit about this letter. It was mainly a thank you letter for their kind gift to him while he was in prison. But he also was appealing for unity in their church because there'd been a little bit of a fracas between two of the ladies of the church. And they got a mention here, Euodia and Syntyche. Was Syntyche, however you say it. And they'd had a fallout, and it had all, you know, created two sides in the church. And he pleaded with them, he implores them to be of the same mind in the Lord, to get over it. And then he goes on to say, and if you can imagine a Jew saying this, not an English person, rejoice in the Lord always, rejoice. I say it, rejoice. And he's got a bit of a largesse about him. He's just saying, lighten up, get over it, cheer up. Stop getting, when you go into a conflict with somebody, a family member, you can get into quite a dark place with it, can't you? You can just home in on all the negatives. And he's just saying, rejoice, come on, lighten up. And then he goes on to say, don't be anxious about anything. And we often take that out of context, but it's in the context of a conflict, you know, a fallout. And again, when we're in a fall, we fall out with somebody, we can be anxious. It makes an anxiety in us, doesn't it? And we're thinking about long term, is this going to end in a family feud? Is it going to be a big fallout? And we get a feeling of tension. I've fallen out with my son, my daughter, my auntie, my uncle, my mum, my dad. Or it could be a friend or a church member or whatever. And we have this ongoing sort of anxiety in the back of our mind about that situation. And we want it resolved, don't we? Something in us, the universe isn't at peace anymore. Everywhere we go, we're thinking, we've got this at the back of our mind, this ongoing situation. And he's saying, don't be anxious. Let go of that anxiety. And instead, turn that negative energy into prayer. He said, but by prayer and petition, and not forgetting to say thank you to God for all the good things he's doing, because we get in that dark place, negative place. He says, give thanks to God and let your requests be known to God. Let God know. What do you want to happen? Come on, this is your situation. You might have created it. What do you want to happen? And the peace of God. And when you do that, when you turn it into prayer, something happens. And you probably found this if you're a believer. You've been anxious about something. Not just relationships, anything. You've taken it to God in prayer, and suddenly that anxiety drops off. And it says, the peace of God, which goes beyond understanding, will be like a guard around your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And it's the mind, isn't it, where we have all these battles and things going on. But if you take it to God in prayer, he'll look after your mind, your mental health over that situation or that thing that you've got anxiety about. So there are different ways we can show God that we trust him in situations that aren't going quite right. And we can invite him into that situation, and his peace will become a guardian of our heart and mind. We've had this COVID pandemic. I would say it was anxiety and the mental stuff fallout from that, which is the current pandemic, really. But peace is the vaccine that guards us and protects us from that anxiety. The peace of God in Christ Jesus, in Christ. It keeps us from those panic attacks, anxiety, depression that has come about of all this trouble the earth's been going through. prayer and peace is the vaccine. Can you remember that? That peace is delivered through prayer. Okay? The peace of God is delivered to us through prayer. That's what the text says. But it's not just peace, is it? It's the peace of Christ, it says. And it's not a worldly peace that is temporary and often comes with a hangover, doesn't it? We can look for that peace and comfort in lots of things. Comfort eating. Shopping. Online shopping. Gambling. We're looking for that dopamine hit to comfort us in our anxiety. Drinking, sex, all kinds of addictions. And all these often come with a hefty price and a hangover and a fallout. But the peace of Christ is different. It transcends human understanding. It's different because it doesn't run away from the situation. It's calm in the situation. It's peace in the storm. Peace in the midst of chaos. You've seen Carry On Up the Khyber. And there's that scene at the end, isn't there, where they're having a dinner party and the whole building's getting shelled and falling to pieces around them, and they've got chunks of plaster landing in their cup, and just having this normal conversation in the midst of this gunfight. And I think there's a bit of a tradition, Barry might know this from his past, in like the SAS or Special Forces, where there can be a gunfight going on and somebody will be making a brew in the background, making a cup of tea. And there's this sort of sense of normality and peace in the midst of chaos. And it's very powerful. And that's what the peace of Christ is like. It's peace in the storm. Making tea in the middle of a gunfight. So, we've got the instruction here. Peace is the vaccine against our anxiety. And prayer is the vehicle through which that peace can be delivered. So I thought we'd just take seven verses of scripture and turn them into prayer at the beginning of 2022. And we're going to do that right now. So it's a little bit different. It's a bit more interactive. And we're just going to go, we're going to do seven prayers and just ask. And what's going to happen if the scripture is true, and it is, peace is going to land on us and cling to us and rise up in us. And we're going to go out of this building calm. Okay, so I'll go through these. And each one has got a scripture. So, first of all, we're going to pray for peace. And Jesus said this in John chapter 14. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives, so do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. God has offered us peace in the midst of chaos, his presence and calm. And as we face this new year, let us remember that God has promised us this peace. So, Lord, I pray for us right now. In spite of what we see, everything that is happening in our lives and in our world, we pray for your complete peace. And in our circumstances, do not let us be anxious or troubled, but help us to pray about everything and to leave it in your hands. And as we do, we will let your peace rest in our heart as we trust in you. I pray in your name. Amen. All God's people said, amen. So we prayed for peace. Let's prayer number two. Let's pray a prayer for hope this year. Hebrews chapter 10 says this. Let us hold on unswervingly to the hope that we profess, because he who promised is faithful. To be without hope is a dangerous place to be, because at that point in your life, you're going to feel like it's not worth living. Do you feel like this at the moment, maybe? Have you felt like that over Christmas, that you have had enough? You don't have to remain in that place. You can have hope in the one who saved you and has promised to bless you and keep you. So I pray right now, Lord, in this new year, help us each to remember your promises and who you are. It is because of you we can have hope, because you are faithful. So let your faithfulness be the thing that we remember and rely on in 2022. Let that be the source of our hope and joy. In your name, we pray. Jackie, could you just come up and do this next one?
Not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. So, as we probably have done things that we wish we could do over again or even undo, as we face a new year in review, rind. Let it be a time of learning. Look at our mistakes. Repent if we must. And pray for grace to move forward without repeating the errors of yesterday. Funny that John should just ask me to come out, because I was just sitting there thinking, I need to put my hand up and volunteer to do the next prayer. Not often with that in tune. It's quite good, that, isn't it? It's quite nice, that. That's a good start for 2022. So I'll do this prayer. Lord, it's hard to pick up the pieces and keep moving forward when we've made mistakes or regret our actions. Help us to see that your plan is still in effect. Give us faith to know that regardless of what this past year has looked like, we can start over. You are the God of new beginnings and second chances and third chances. Help us not to run with our head looking backwards, but help us run forward into the plan and purpose you have set before us. In your name we pray. Amen.
So we prayed for peace, for hope, new beginnings. And now we pray to focus on Christ in the new year. It says this in Hebrews. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that is hindering us and the sin that has entangled us. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorned its shame, and then sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We're faced every day with a myriad of distractions, aren't they? And all of them are designed to take your eyes off Jesus and what matters most. Let's let this year be a year that we lock in on what matters to God and his heart. That is what matters most. So Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you. There's so many things that distract us and ask for our attention, but help us to shut those out and focus on your voice. Help us make room for you and make time for you as a top priority in our life. In your name we pray. Amen. We're going to pray, number 5, for reconciliation. Says in Romans, as much as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And this past year has been divisive, hasn't it? Politics is divisive. The internet, social media is divisive, can be divisive. WhatsApp can be divisive. Those texts you receive can be divisive. And we need to heal those divides because the message of the gospel is at stake. If this or the last year ended with divisions for you between people, relationships, let's make 2022 a year of reconciliation, yeah? So, Lord, this has been a year of many questions and deep emotional feelings coming to the surface. Help us and the body of Christ push past these divisive things and move on to a place of reconciliation. Let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our life as we seek to be healers of broken and angry hearts. In your name we pray. Amen. And number six, we're going to pray for a blessing on this year right now. Numbers chapter 6 says this: The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Lord, in the midst of chaos, sometimes it's hard to see your blessing. But help us seek your face in this new year. Help us desire you more than anything, more than the things you can do for us. And let Jesus be the object of our affection and the prize of our heart. In your name we pray. Amen. And we're going to close this time of prayer with a prayer of hope for the new year after a hard 2021. Let's bring all of those pains from last year to the cross right now. And the church, this fellowship's motto is, Keris will tell us. Exactly. Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 29 says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I want to give you a future and a hope. And then you will call on me. You'll come to me and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. 2021 was hard and historic in many ways. And yet we still have to press on. And as we do that, let's remember that in spite of everything, God's plan for our lives in every sphere of our life is still in effect. He's still at work in our lives. And if we walk in obedience before him, he will do it. He'll accomplish everything. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. So Lord, after this hard year of 2021, help us not forget your plan for our lives. There is hope in your plan. Father, let it come with us calling on your name, seeking after you with all our heart this year. Let's not look around, but look up. Let's remember that our hope is not in what's around us, but our hope is in you. In your name we pray. Well, it was a little bit different, but I really felt God saying, well, just do it. Don't be anxious. Pray about some things. Let's turn that wasted energy of worry and anxiety into prayer every time. And thanksgiving. Don't forget to say thank you. It's really important. Don't forget that the answer that God gives is going to be far beyond what you imagine or can think. With man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. We'll put that PowerPoint slide on. Here's a prayer we can all say at the beginning of 2022. And it's based on this little tract that we've got in church. And it's a prayer to become a Christian. So no matter where we are, we might have been a Christian for 40 years. Or not at all. Let's just say this prayer together at the beginning of 2022. And if it's the first time you've ever meant this prayer and you put your trust in Jesus for the first time, really, really, truly, well, come and tell somebody after the meeting. Let's say it all together now. Dear God, thank you that you love me and have a good plan and purpose for my life. I'm sorry for ignoring you and doing things my way. I realize now that my sin has hurt you and the people around me. And for this, I'm truly sorry. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave your life for me and took the punishment for my sin. Please forgive me and help me now by the power of your Holy Spirit as I decide to live for you only. Amen.